From the world of astronomy now, proof that bigger is not always better. Astronomers have discovered a new planet outside our solar system using telescopes with a diameter of just 4 inches. In the words of one of the scientists involved, even humble telescopes can make huge contributions to planet searches. Kelly Beatty of Sky and Telescope magazine is here to talk about the discovery and what it means. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Melissa.
Let's talk about these teams. They were at observatories in the Canary Islands, Arizona, and California. What did they do, and how'd they do it?
The teams are using a bunch of small telescopes that are only a few inches across. Lots of backyard astronomers have these, and they couple them with very sensitive, very sophisticated electronic cameras. And they stare at a large portion of the sky at once for night after night, night after night, and eventually they catch a brief passage of a planet across the face of a distant star. It's kind of like when you're walking around and you suddenly see a shadow pass over you and you know that a plane has passed in front of the sun. Same basic idea.
Just to be clear about this, Kelly, it's not like they're actually seeing a planet moving across a star. It's not like they could just look through that little telescope and find the planet. It's something quite different from that.
That's right. This star is far too distant to actually see the planet itself, even though they're staring at it. Instead, what they catch is once every 3 days, as the planet circles its sun, it crosses directly in front of it and kind of blocks out a little bit of its light, just about 2%. But that's enough with these sensitive detectors to know that there's something going on, that something is passing in front.
Now, why were these small telescopes better for this job that they were setting out to do?
The smaller the telescope, the wider area of sky you can see at one time. And since this particular study was concentrating on fairly bright stars, as stars go, it was pretty easy for the detector to record all the stars that it needed to. This one happens to be about 500 light years away. That's 6 million billion miles. But for the telescope, it was pretty easy to pick up. And so they're using that fact to just study as many of these stars as they can. The bright ones are really good.
This was coupled with some highly advanced astronomy here. It doesn't sound like something that the average person could try at home, just get a small telescope and find a planet somewhere way out in the galaxies.
Even though the telescopes themselves were fairly small and modest, the devil really is in the details. It took a team of professional astronomers many years of developing not only the cameras, but also the detection software to sift through all these millions of pictures that they've been taking and to find the ones where something is different.
One of the astronomers involved in this survey is talking about this being the cusp of a new age of planet discovery. Now, why would that be?
Well, there are a couple of reasons. First of all, up until this point, almost every one of the 124 planets that's been detected around another star has been using very high-powered professional telescopes. So in that sense, it's a whole new ballgame. A second thing is that even though this planet is 3 million billion miles away, whenever it crosses in front of the star, we can tell things about it. The next step in the analysis, for example, is to use the Hubble Space Telescope or some other major telescope to try to analyze the atmosphere of this planet. This is something you can do when it's crossing in front of the star that you can't do otherwise.
Would you expect that we'd be hearing about more planets discovered in just this way?
Oh, yeah. Planets are being discovered all the time these days. You know, the first ones back in the 1990s were really watershed events. Now the discoveries are getting pretty common. Now, the thing is, we've not yet discovered any planets around stars like our sun that have Earth-like characteristics, you know, small, rocky, that sort of thing. And so that's really going to be the holy grail of this effort.
Kelly Beatty, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Melissa.
Kelly Beatty, executive editor of Sky and Telescope magazine, talking about the discovery of a new planet using telescopes with optics just 4 inches across. By the way, the new planet is named TRACE 1, that's T-R-E-S, for the Transatlantic Exoplanet Survey. It's 500 light years from Earth in the constellation Lyra, a big planet the size of Jupiter, a gas giant, probably made of hydrogen and helium, and a year on TRACE 1 is just 3.03 days, the time it takes to circle its star.